This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew once again on 7-5 Radio. We are red hot and rolling this Saturday, March 5th, 2022. Walter, how are we doing, my friend?
Pretty good, my friend. Pretty good. I'm back. I'm back to the world of the living.
Yep, we were worried that you were going to be called home to the Lord, but Walter, you're so badass, you tell the Lord when you're coming home.
Yeah, I put him on hold.
Right, but it's everything you, Walter, you should have died 10 times over the past 10 years, but anyways, we're glad you're still with us and you're not going anywhere soon. But anyways, first order of business, as always, we want to remember members of the law enforcement community murdered in the line of duty. Tonight, we remember Sergeant Joshua Caudell of the Arkansas Department of Corrections and the watch February 28, 2022. His killer is alive and in custody. Also, Police Officer Jorge David Alvarado Jr. of the Salinas, California Police Department and the watch February 25, 2022. This killer is alive and in custody. And also Deputy Constable Neil Adams of the San Jacinto County, Texas Constable's Office. And the watch February 23rd, 2022. Fortunately, his killer is dead and in the ground. But anyways, Walt, next order of business is something near and dear to your heart. Let's talk about Ukraine. Personally, I do not... Go ahead.
No, go ahead, man. I was clearing my throat. Remember, I was the one that was sick.
All right. Anyways, personally, I don't have a dog in the fight of Ukraine. I really don't care. I got too much happening here at home, issues with the wife. I got to go work the street corner, try to put gasoline in my car, so on and so forth. And, you know, it's to me, Ukraine is half the world away. We really don't have any interest in there. I mean, we have oil, but we don't use it. And we have make plenty of farmland to grow wheat. But, what's your take on the situation in Ukraine?
This is all on the left. This is all on the Democrats. Biden came in, you know, like he was a tough guy. And now, you know, 80 million people that supposedly voted for him. Most of them, hopefully, God willing, realize that he's nothing but a racist bigot, and you know his family's collected money from the Ukraine, Russia, China, you know, and many other places, but the Russians and the Chinese, you know, they're the two other biggest powers in the world besides us. And right now, they're proven to be more powerful than we are. Mr. Trump come in 2020 with a depleted military, and he did his damnedest, and he did a very good job of getting that military started up and going again. And then COVID hit. And we were right. Shut down. We were shut down. He loses the election in 2020. Because Biden said that we're going to, because the Democrats, they just wanted Trump out of there. I don't know why. I mean, they just don't like him. They can't give you a good reason because he wrote bad tweets, mean tweets, or he was mean to people. So what, man? He's not here to make any friends. He's here to run a country. Right. And, you know, we all benefited from I benefited from the $1.09 a gallon gasoline. When he was in office, And now here in the same gas station where it was $1.09 when Mr. Trump was in office, it's now $3.79. And it's because this idiot shut down the pipeline, our pipeline, shut it down. And what he's doing is forcing everybody that makes deliveries with regular gas and diesel. Now, I mean, diesel's up towards $5 a gallon here in Middle Tennessee. And the truckers can't survive on that. All the merchandise is sitting out waiting to be picked up, but nobody can afford to go get it. Our shelves are getting empty. People are worried about if they're going to be able to feed their families. You can't get any spaghetti. You can't get any peanut butter. I mean, even the basics are all gone. And these are basics that are going to last. There's really no time limit on all that stuff. So, you know, meat, you got to be picky and choosy with what kind of cuts of meat you get now, because what you're getting is expensive. You know, who the hell is going to pay $19 a pound for ribeye steak? You know, when
not
you work
me,
your
I can
ass
tell
off
you that much.
Yeah, when you work your ass off and you deserve a ribeye steak, you know, well, that's what you want. You can't afford to feed a family of five. How the hell are you going to feed a family of five, you know, at $19 a pound? It's absolutely ridiculous. This guy is killing our country. And turn the pipeline on. Show us a little bit mercy here for the people that pay you freaking salary.
Right. If you go to the website, top story is F Joe Biden, and it's not the letter F, it's Foxtrot Uniform Charlie Kilo. But anyways, you're absolutely right. I mean, if we had the pipeline going, we could have, you know,
we'd be self-sufficient. We wouldn't have to worry about gas, oil coming from Russia or Arabia or wherever Mr. Biden thinks he's making a good deal. You know, Mr. Trump was telling the countries, we're not buying from you anymore. As a matter of fact, you're going to be buying from us. And that's the way it was going. But the foreign countries didn't like that. And it was just tough noogies. And then, you know, they had the impeachment hearings and all that ridiculousness. You know, that's the best thing that could happen is right now is Mr. Trump run for Congress and be appointed Nancy Pelosi's job, and then start doing the impeachment proceedings on Biden and his tackling hand.
Right, but
we got an ex-hooker from L.A. running sidecar with this pedophile, and she's in charge of the southern border, and now. She can't figure out what's going on in the Russian border and the Ukrainian border. I mean, you know, this lady is just, you know, useless. She should be over there instead of blinking. She should be over there instead of stinking blinking and
she
polling.
She was over there. The only thing she came back was like, well, Ukraine's a country in Europe. But anyway, we're just getting warmed up. We're going to talk a little more about Ukraine, gas. Andrew Giuliani getting screwed over by the Republicans and baseball. Check us out, 75radio.org, 75radio.org. Take away, boys.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
You are a racist. Your mom is a racist. Your dad is a racist. And your entire family is racist. And you should all be punished. That's what Governor Brad Little thinks about you. So much so that he took $30 million of taxpayers' money to force critical race theory down the throats of school children, even though the Idaho legislature voted against it. This is the doctrine that teaches your children that just because they are white, they are racist. Yes, your governor, good old Brad Little, violated the Constitution law and did this while you weren't watching. Why is Governor Brad Little paying to promote radical leftist doctrine loved by Democrats like Boise Mayor McLean and sleepy Joe Biden? This is Ammon Bundy, and we need to completely reject critical race theory in Idaho.
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back, red hot and rolling on 7-5 Radio. I forgot to mention a special shout-out to our buddy, Little Billy Keeber, and the man and the woman, or what we think is a woman, from the Yonadosis, New York Fire Department. Stay, fellas, all of you. But anyways, going back to Biden, you know, he shut down the Keystone Pipeline. I think that he owes Warren Buffett a favor, since Buffett, I'm sure, donated heavily to the Democratic Party. So, anyways, the reason I say that is that before and after the Keystone Energy Pipeline, that oil from Canada was delivered by rail car. And guess who owns Santa Fe Railroad? None other than Warren Buffett. So, connect the dots. But anyways, what's his name? Peppermint Patty was right, saying that, you know, since we got to promote American values, it's going to cost us, you know, so we can have guys play female sports, guys dress up as ladies, tell kids they can choose the sex that they want, and get God the hell out of the schools and kneel for the national anthem. But anyways, also the thing about the Ukraine war is that I do not trust the president of Ukraine whatsoever. He is being backed by George Soros. So George Soros has done nothing good for anybody except for George Soros. George Soros is the one backing all these bummy DAs here in the U.S. that's turning our criminal justice system into a toilet. So, and of course, I don't believe whatever is on the news, because I think a lot of it is Bravo Sierra. Well, any closing comments about the war in Ukraine, or what's going on in Ukraine, or Joe Biden is?
I don't know much about the Ukrainian president, but you know, sometimes when you're given power and you've never had power before, you know, although the Ukraine has been around for, you know, a couple of hundred years, they've only been independent for 30. So, you know, they're a growing country. You know, they've had dealings with some of the wrong people, you know, over the past 20, 25 years, including the Clintons. And, you know, with all that uranium nonsense and stuff going on, you know, they were poisoning their president, what, 15, 20 years ago? The guy was being poisoned. said he was being assassinated slowly, but he was doing it to himself to gain sympathy from the rest of the world. Do you remember that? And,
yep. Yushchenko.
I can't remember the guy's name. You know, Ivan Kachakov or something. His name was. So he had to, and then he got better. You know, so it's just they do strange things, you know, in that country, just like this country did strange things 250 years ago when we were new. You know, nobody knew what the hell to do. All of a sudden, we were independent from English rule, and you know, we had wars, one war after another. So this is what the Ukraine is weak at by not making themselves a stronghold and dependent on the United States. Okay, because they're dependent on us. But you know, in the past 30 years, it's been more Democratic years than it has been Republican years.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Since they became independent from Russian rule when the Soviet Union fell, you had and that was in like 1990, 1991. So you had Clinton for 8 years, then you had Bush for 8 years. But Bush really didn't get a chance to be president because of the Middle East nonsense. And then you had Obama for 8 years, and now you got this knucklehead for 4 more years. So all in all. You know, you've got in 30 years, you've had 20 plus years of Democrat, and they all got their freaking hands out. All of them.
Yep.
And their wives.
Yep.
Well, one has a husband, but that's besides the point. one president has a husband. So, it's just ridiculous. This guy, you know, Kaminsky or whatever his name is, I don't know him. I don't know what his politics are, what all his politics is. And, I could just see him, you know, having his hand out, and then now it's getting slapped. You know, it's getting slapped. So I'm not saying that, you know, they deserve what they get. This invasion could have been avoided. I mean, Jesus God, this is the 21st freaking century. You don't have to invade another country. You just tell them what you want, and let's make a deal.
Right. But,
you know, he's going to start World War III. Where did all the World Wars start? They started in Europe. So here we go.
Yep. And then, of course, Biden, you know, you think Biden has his hands tied since him and his son had his hands up in Russia and in the Ukraine?
Oh, absolutely. He's burning the candle from both ends. Okay? He's burning the candle from both ends. You know, it wasn't long ago where he was shaking hands with Putin.
Right. And then I remember that clip using Ukraine, the Ukrainian version of the Attorney General is investigating Hunter Biden for something. And Biden said, hey, either fire this guy or you're losing this money. And then he says, son of a bitch, he's gone. So, and Biden's proud of that. But my question is, go ahead.
Everybody, you know, we talked earlier about, you know, finding cash, American cash in these countries. Okay.
Afghanistan. Yep.
You can't get that much cash into a country by yourself. I mean, I can't. You know, you're talking about millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars in cash. And we're not talking, you know, like crack money. We're talking $100 bills. And you can't get that kind of money on a commercial air flight and not be detected. So how's that money getting over there? Air Force Two, Air Force One, how's it getting over there? Look at all the money that Saddam Hussein had when they found all those cars in the basement and all that chests full of $100 bills. Well, you remember who was president during the 90s, right?
Yep. You had Billy Boy and Georgie.
You know, the American Air Force, they can fly anywhere in the world and land, you know, at an American installation, or if they have permission from the governing country. They don't go through customs. They don't get their bags checked. So, you know, all the money, all the cash, everything like that, it's American money. How's it getting there? I don't think they have a mint in Russia, you know, for American money, only for rubles.
Right.
So anyway, we're getting off of the main track here.
Well, no, you bring up a good point because, well, real quick, remember back at the end of Obama's term, they had an Air Force plane fly with pallets. I'm talking pallets of cash dropping Iran so that Iran would not enrich uranium and build nuclear weapons. So what happened?
Well,
they took the money in
December of 2020. Obama ordered the Russians off of Long Island. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what do you think was in those planes when they left? Okay.
American currency.
They left because Hillary didn't win. That's why Obama wanted them to leave. Because a month later, I guarantee you, a month later, Mr. Trump would have been all over that.
Right.
All right, where's all this coming from? You know, where's all this money coming from? You know, so, you know, I don't think it was that the cover story that Obama was pissed off at the Russians on Long Island. It was because they had to get rid of stuff. So,
but anyways,
material, all kinds of things were on those planes when they left our airspace.
Plus, I'm sure pallets of cash too. But anyways, we're halfway through. Coming up, we'll talk about Andrew Giuliani, truckers in D.C., and baseball. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll just get warmed up. Check us out, 75radio.org, 75radio.org. Take away, boys.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky spoke with about 300 U.S. lawmakers. He told them he needs jets and military support in the war with Russia. A ceasefire, which was meant to give civilians a chance to escape Ukraine, has been violated by Russia. Reports are coming in that Russian shelling continues and citizens are being targeted. The State Department has reissued a travel advisory telling U.S. citizens not to go to Russia due to the war. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Poland working on Russian and Ukrainian negotiations.
We will stand together, as we've been standing together, in support of Ukraine and against Russia's unprovoked, unwarranted, premeditated invasion.
Next week, Vice President Kamala Harris will also visit Poland and Romania. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have religiously taken the Balance of Nature. I haven't missed one day, and I'm loving the product. I feel better. My wife has noticed that I've felt better, and I've noticed that I want to get up and go piddle in the garage and, you know, do something that doesn't matter to anybody on earth but me. But I have the energy to where I want to do that. So I really think Balance of Nature is helping me.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Back-to-back winter storms will head across the central and northeastern U.S. this weekend and early into next week, bringing a wide variety of weather hazards. Snowfall from the first storm will impact a narrow zone and crush a couple of major cities in the Rockies and upper Midwest. The second storm will follow close behind that system and will bring a blast of cold air that will unleash snow on areas in the Midwest and Northeast. The heaviest snow is expected to pile up from southeastern Wyoming to northwestern Nebraska and southwestern South Dakota. Pockets of ice and a wintry mix will pose travel concerns from portions of central Minnesota to northern Wisconsin and northern Michigan. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has announced that they would suspend vaccine requirements and proof of vaccination for indoor venues and restaurants. COVID restrictions in Los Angeles had been lifted a day earlier. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. This is Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio, Red Hot and Rolling on the 5th of March, 2022. Next, we want to talk about my new favorite quote from our fill-in co-host and hopefully the next governor of New York, Andrew Giuliani, who says, "Screw the Republicans." Now, earlier this week in Long Island, they had the Republican convention for governor in they chose Lee Zeldin as the candidate for governor for 2022, despite the fact they did not have a primary. So, and it, of course, this is like James Edwards always says, the Democrats and the Republicans are two parts of the same party. Because I remember Bernie Sanders getting screwed by Hillary in 2016. Then I remember in 2008 and 2012, excuse me, when the GOP screwed Ron Paul. But anyways, the New York State makes the banana republic look legitimate because they nominated somebody before the primary. Now, it's one thing if Zeldin was like leaving Giuliani and the other candidates in the dust, but Giuliani is ahead by at least double digits every single poll. And it's not coming from the Giuliani campaign. It's coming from Siena College, Marist College, and other legitimate pollsters. So the guy with a huge lead over the competition, he is thrown to the walls. Meanwhile, this first-time congressman from Long Island, who's part of the tribe, he gets the nod to go ahead. Which, you know, to me, the New York GOP motto should be "fail and fail again," because New York State has not seen a statewide Republican since George Pataki won re-election in 2002. And New York City has not seen a Republican mayor since Mike Bloomberg became mayor in 2001. And right at the next term, 2005, he decided to become a independent. Now he's a Democrat. So, I mean, Mike Bloomberg changes parties more than I changed my socks, literally. But anyways, to me, the New York GOP owes it to Giuliani and every candidate that wants the chance to become governor to win the primary. And so anyways, also speaking of the GOP nationally, the GOP has been sending out emails using Trump's name to raise money for the party and emails and everything and mailings and this, that, and the other thing. Meanwhile, the Republican National Committee has done nothing to protect election integrity that we all saw in 2020, literally live in 2020, or defending Trump, what happened on January 6th. And, you know, I was there and I said time and time again, it was a set up job, number one. Number two, Trump said go home, and before he said go home, we're gonna go down there peacefully. But anyways, back to New York, hope is not lost whatsoever, because Giuliani and the other candidates need to submit petitions so their name appears on the primary ballot in June. Now, I'm in good contact with the Giuliani campaign, since he is a fill-in host, and if I don't step up my game, the show will be hosted by Walter Yerkew and the next governor of New York. So anyways, once I get information on where to sign a petition, get a petition to get Andrew on the ballot so you can vote for him, and eventually he beats the pants off what's her name, we'll get that out to you. So anyways, Giuliani is not out. It's just another bump in the road, but I'm looking forward to helping Giuliani and telling the New York GOP to shove it. But this is not the first time the GOP has screwed with the Giulianis. They were doing some dirt back way back when Rudy was running for mayor back in the 89 and 93. Now, what really gets me is that, you know, the New York GOP owes the Giuliani family, because first of all, Giuliani, when he was mayor before September 11th, cleaned up the city and did a good job at it. So see, if you use Republican conservative principles, things will get done. And then, of course, September 11th came, and he was the face of September 11th while George Bush was flying around Air Force One and going down to the bunker. But you know, they don't care because, again, the motto of the New York GOP is fail and fail again. Walt, what say you about the shenanigans of the New York GOP?
You know, again, it's again, like you just said, it's shenanigans. You know what? One area does not make up what an entire state wants. New York is slowly going back to wanting to be a Republican state, a Republican represented state. I believe that. And the reason I believe that is, you know, the governor Andrew had to leave. Okay. Unfortunately, you know, they got this idiot in there now, you know, his lieutenant governor, they got this idiot in there now, and she doesn't know what she's doing either.
Kathy Hochul.
Yeah. Okay. You know, we had the same problem in the White House. You know, if we get rid of, you know, this banana, you know, we're going to get the peach. And we don't need that. New York didn't need that at this time. What New York should have done was continue to bombard Andrew with indictments or investigations and things. They should have bombarded him like they bombarded Mr. Trump, okay, which took time away from being what you're supposed to be. And I think we should have just left Cuomo in the executive mansion in New York. That's just my opinion. I'm glad he's gone, but, you know, don't get me wrong. I'm glad he's gone, but I think it would have worked out better had he had to run again under a cloak of darkness or, you know, a shadow or a cloud. But that's right now that's moot. But as far as choosing, you know, who's going to be in the primary, you know, it's an open election. Anybody can run. As long as you're a resident of New York State, I can't run for governor anymore. But I believe Andrew Giuliani will be on the ballot for the next governor of New York State. He might be getting a little bit of backlash and weighed down because of the way a lot of the country feels about his father being involved, you know, with Mr. Trump. And when I say being involved with Mr. Trump, I mean he's part of Mr. Trump's life. You know, he's known Trump since he was a prosecutor in New York City. So, right, you know, his friendship goes, you know, far back. You can't blame him. The guy was a good prosecutor. The guy was a great mayor. Okay? he's not good at coloring his hair, but that's beside the point. Okay. You know, sometimes it doesn't take away from his knowledge of being a smart character. You get what I'm saying? It's, oh, look, his hair is leaking. He's an idiot. No. Right. He was one of the best prosecutors that this country's ever seen and one of the best mayors this country has ever seen.
Right.
Just because his hair, you know, ran, you know, down his face, his hair color ran down his face, doesn't make him an idiot. Makes him stupid for waiting too long to color his hair. That's all.
Well, why do it? He doesn't have that much hair left.
Well, I get it. I get it. He's trying to keep that youthful thing so he can keep that young, chicky wife of his. And you know, I get it. It's fine. You know, I don't have a problem with it. But, you know, he should go the tough guy look, shave that head, get a couple of tattoos, put on some sunglasses, and have a press conference.
Right.
But, I mean, the guy's got balls. The guy's got balls. You know, he's born and raised in Brooklyn. You know, the guy's got him.
Right.
And he used them. He used them against the greatest mafia power in the country, if not the world.
Yep.
And then again on 9/11. So, right. You know, the guy has a background. The guy's got traction. And people are just trying to stand in his way.
Right.
And it's reflecting on Andrew, on his son. And I don't think that's right. One's got nothing to do with the other. Doesn't make either one of them stupid because their last name is Giuliani and they know Trump. That's just stupid.
Right. And while here's something about Giuliani we spoke about before. it wasn't like he was going to defend Trump against charges. It was like the way Giuliani was talking. And if you go on the website, we pulled some clips. It sounded like he was building a case. And I think everybody was scared that if Giuliani came out and did what he did with the organized crime back in the 80s, and, you know, heads will roll. But for whatever reason, you know, he did not have to defend. Well, he was going to be called into, supposedly he was going to be called into the impeachment hearings, but they didn't call him in, so he could not be attorney. So I think the Democrats knew what they were doing. They're like, oh, Giuliani, he's going to expose us. So we'll say he's a private case. Oh, crap. Anyways, we'll come back. We'll talk about the trucker protest and the baseball strike. Stay tuned, everybody. Check us out, 75radio.org.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
You know, we need to have James Edwards re-record that intro. Anyways, but if he did, he'd probably do worse. Anyways, we're finally at our last segment, which I can't believe we're here already, but real quick. Starting tomorrow, finally, in the District of Columbia, they got the truckers protest. Right now, they got a couple hundred trucks up in a racetrack in Maryland, Hagerstown, Maryland, to be exact. And supposedly, they're going to come down and drive around the Beltway at the protest, trying to tie up traffic. Now, since I've been in this District of Criminals for about 10 years, if they want to tie up traffic, all they need to do is have a car park on the side of the Beltway and lift the hood, and traffic will be tied up for hours. But anyways, we support the truckers coming down. They want to make a difference because they're sick of everything, too. Sick of the skyrocketing diesel costs, the vaccine mandates, having our rights taken away, having the Constitution being used as toilet paper, and seeing this country fall apart right before our eyes. Now, back in 2020, I was on Constitution Avenue with the truckers, literally in front of the White House. At the time, President Trump told Mayor Bowser to let the trucks park on the street, and I met some of the nicest people from all over the world that wanted to change the rules for third-party brokers. And these truckers threw a protest like no others. They were peaceful. They fed strangers, not part of the protest, including those homeless people and yours truly. And they were picking up trash, not even part of the convoy. And they were peaceful. They were quiet. And it was like a big truck stop. Meanwhile, Black Lives Matter burned everything that wasn't moving. But, you know, I just want to say that the American trucker moves this nation's economy. Everything we buy came off the back of a truck. If it was shipped on a railroad or shipped on a vessel, it was put on and taken off by truck. And the trucking industry also supports the economy with truck and trailer manufacturers, tire makers, food service, oil industry, hospitality industry, and other industries indirectly. Anyways, trucker is one job you cannot outsource to India or the Philippines. Now, years ago, the Democrat Party was the party of the worker man in the blue collar type, including the truckers and the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, which I used to be a member working for UPS at Local 117 in Secaucus, New Jersey. Now the Democrat Party is the elite middle class, elite upper middle class special interests, gay marriage, open borders, affirmative action, gun control, total wokeness. Meanwhile, needless to say, there's no room for the American trucker. But don't look for the Republicans to do anything either, because they're going after the same voter and the same donation money. But hopefully later this week or next week, I will have a update on what's going on with the trucker protest. Well, what say you about the truckers?
You know, they drive awful, you know, on the highway. you know, they try to, you know, shoo you out of the lane that they want to be in, and, you know, stuff like that, you know, but they are who they are. They, you know, they're on the road. They got things to do, but of course, depend on them. I mean, if the truck is just stopped trucking, our country would be at a standstill. Our country would starve. Our country would go broke because there wouldn't be any way to move product around. Merchandise, anything perishable, gone, continually gone. Because it's a cycle. You know, you get fresh beef this week, you get fresh beef next week, you get fresh beef the week after. If there's no truckers to move the fresh beef this week, what are you going to do with next week's and the week after and the week after? You know, the things like that are going to rot. You know, we just won't be getting anything, you know, nothing perishable. And forget about the stores having anything on the shelves. I mean, you saw when people panicked about paper towels and toilet paper and diapers 2 years ago. I mean, you couldn't find any toilet paper anywhere, you know? So if the truck is stopped, you know, we're screwed. And it's just a what do we call New York? A megalopolis or the melting pot?
Metropolis.
No, it's a melting pot. In other words, it has all it needs within itself to survive. That's what we used to call New York City. I think it was a melting pot or a smelting pot or something. It had everything. It had the people. It had the product. It had supply and demand. It had everything. The entire country needs to get back the way it was. We have demand. We don't have the supply. That's what's happening. And it's proven at the gas pumps. I don't know how much a pack of cigarettes costs now. But I can imagine it's astronomical again. Liquor, I haven't been to the liquor store since before I had COVID. So I don't know how much my favorite liquor is gone, or even if it's on the shelf.
Right.
You know? So, you know, the truckers are doing what they can to show that, you know, they want to be part of the solution instead of the country making them part of a problem.
Right.
You know, with the mandates and all that other ridiculousness.
Right.
You know, just goes to show you in the last few minutes that once we got a governor down here, Governor Lee, he was starting to let loose of, you know, the mandates on the COVID and that kind of stuff. I get it, you know. So, and I've had some people, you know, rag on me on Facebook that, you know, well, I thought you said you didn't believe in Corona. How do you feel now? Da, 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 you know, things along those lines. I never said there wasn't no Corona. I just said I didn't agree with the numbers. so let's get that out of the way. But I don't know how we got COVID. But
right, but
it's about the restrictions. It's about the restrictions. You know, I wore a mask a few times in the past 2 years. Okay, the next time I wore a mask was when I went to the hospital on February 13th, when I was diagnosed with the COVID. But I haven't worn a mask since. So even my doctor says, you know, I should get the vaccination. But I says, well, what about the antibodies that I'm supposed to have now that I had it and fought it off? Well, you can still get COVID. So if I could still get COVID with the vaccine, I could still get COVID by not getting the vaccine. I'm not going to get the vaccine.
Right. It's not a vaccine.
It's just my thing.
Right.
You know, don't get me wrong. I was a sick ass puppy. I was pretty sick. I not only just had, you know, the COVID is just like a symptom, but I had the headaches. I had pneumonia, you know, because when I was breathing, I was gurgling. And between the headaches with the sinus infection and the ear infection and the low blood oxygen levels, you know, I was a sick puppy. I mean, the whole month of February is nothing but a little blur, period. So, you know, I was pretty sick. And I get it. But it just doesn't make sense with the numbers that happened, you know, 2 years ago that Andy Boy up there was spewing out every day, you know, at noon. Every day at noon, there was 900 people dead from COVID overnight. So, you know, I still don't agree with the numbers.
Right.
You know, you can have COVID and survive it. The few that don't survive, I feel bad for them and their families. But it
right.
just wasn't in the cards for them to survive, regardless of the ventilators and stuff like that. I'd never get put on a ventilator. No way. Because those things are just, they're used and reused. And I've known people that have gotten lung issues because they weren't cleaned properly. But that's just me. But I'm back,
right.
as you can tell. I haven't been able to talk to anybody for, you know, a month and a half. And here I am. I'm just talking my everybody's ears off. But I'm
right,
glad to
right.
be back. I'm glad to be back. I didn't get my raise, but I'm going to stay.
That's something you have to call, talk to your agent about. But anyways, one other thing I noticed is that since everybody's talking about the war in Ukraine, what's poor Anthony Fauci doing? I mean, nobody saw. He haven't seen him in a couple of days. Is he okay? I mean, usually it's almost like he has his own time slot on certain networks. So let's hope they bring him back and he spews whatever garbage that he the one for God knows how long. But anyways, finally, baseball.
Hey,
you know,
one more thing. Remember I told you about that American basketball player from the WNBA?
Well, oh yeah.
She was actually arrested in Russia.
Oh, doing what?
She's still in America. She was arrested for trying to smuggle vape out.
It's available everywhere.
I know, but I don't know what kind of vape. It doesn't specify what kind of vape it was. But you know, you're making a lot of money in this country, and you're in Russia. And you're training, you know, you're playing, you know, basketball. What are you vaping for? You're a professional athlete. Why are you vaping? And if you're not vaping, why are you trying to bring vape out of Russia and get caught? I don't get that. You know, it's like, you know, what happened to the Beatles and the Rolling Stones when they went to Tokyo. You know, they got caught with dope and they got put in jail, you know.
Right.
You know, why bother when you get it in your own damn country? Why bother trying to get it through the airport or something? That's ridiculous. So that just goes to show you that she probably should have finished college instead of jumping to the NBA.
Right, right. But another question is, you said she's in the WNBA. Is she being locked up with the males or the females? Because the females from the WNBA look rough.
But, well, no, she looks female. She's just tall and skinny.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think she's a like trans.
No, trans I'm just saying some
whatever you call
no,
it.
No, even some of the WNBA players, you can't tell if they're females or trans because they're just so god awful ugly. Remember what I said about them girls from Rutgers?
Yeah.
So anyways, well, we weren't going to talk about baseball, but we went to trainings and
coach. Next week. Season ain't going to start.
Right. Yeah. So anyways, for Walter Yerkew, this is Jesus. To remind you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. So long, everybody.
Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.